All right,
it don't
I'm
fail.
just gonna record. Suffer.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I can always pretend I'm listening. I mean, most of the time, like, do I need to be always reacting to the music?
No, I mean you got the music, you know it. It's just,
Yeah.
I wish I could be like, hey,
Thank
everybody,
you.
listen to the same thing.
Yeah.
Dur-dur-dur-dur-dur. But
Thank you, AI voice. You sound like a very handsome young Indian
yes,
man.
thank you, free AI generator thing that I used. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I did it because it was free.
Hopefully we can use it eventually to make prank phone calls. Yeah.
That'd be pretty funny. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah,
So,
I don't know.
all right. Should I play the music?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, you can't hear it, but here we go.
It's time to react to the internet. This is Internet Reactions with Rodri and Jay.
Yeah. So, the music ended, just so you know, so you can stop
All right.
dancing.
Welcome to another edition of Internet Reactions. I'm your host, Radri, and I'm joined today by our, I don't know, main host, co-host,
Host,
co co
co-host,
co ho hosty.
co-mingling host. I don't know.
Yeah.
Jay, yeah.
Jay the Hedgehog. I don't know.
Sure.
What's your title?
Yeah, I can go with
Jay the
Hedgehog then.
man.
Jay, the
I don't
human
know.
being.
Jay the human being. So, as internet reactions tradition, we usually bring something, kind of as like a potluck, it's
Yeah.
something to bring to the table to talk about. But today, we're bringing our own emotions to the table. The raw emotions, and that's what you came here for. I don't know. What do you have, Jay? Is there something you actually want to talk about? I just want to just bitch about my podcast. That's about it. My
Yeah.
other show.
No, I'm totally cool with bitching about podcasts. I love bitching about podcasts. It's kind of my fun thing to do.
What, is something going on over there? It seems like you're busy. You're preoccupied with something.
Yeah, I feel
The
like
whole
I
thing fall
lost.
apart?
Yeah, I think it did.
What, the recording stopped?
We may have lost the recording. Yeah, it's all black now. I
Rut
don't know.
row. Rut row.
All right, this is better as an audio format anyway.
All right, well, I guess I have some folly for you, but
Okay.
maybe we'll save that at the end. That
Yeah,
way it
that's fine.
entices viewers to listen to the end. Like, ooh, I wonder what folly he's talking about.
Yeah.
Because since it's an audio show.
I'm cool with that. So, what's up? Like, what did you want to bitch about?
Oh, do you want me to start first? Do you want me to bitch first? I mean, unless you had something you wanted to talk about.
I didn't have anything pressing. I wanted to talk about home buying and home ownership, things
Okay.
that suck.
Okay. You know
But
what?
I
You're
think.
all right with. Yeah, go on.
No, I'm just saying, I think that you probably have the more interesting thing this week than me, so.
All right. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how comfortable you are with like talking about like real life things on the show, because people like, searching your profile and they like to find these little pieces of information out about you. And so that's how they find out where you are and like at where you live and all that stuff. But maybe
No
you're not too
matter,
worried.
dude, no matter where you go, there you are.
Okay, well, nobody's out for your blood yet. Nobody's got bloodlust.
Don't know, maybe.
Okay.
Sure.
No, nobody's out for my blood. At least I don't know. I'd like to believe that I'm good at handling bullies, or at least I'm good with that,
Don't
But
know, I
because there's
just think that the internet isn't real. And as long as you
Okay.
have that like mentality, then like imaginary things can't hurt you. It's like the original Friday the 13th, like Freddy Krueger, right? At the end.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that's Jason, but okay.
Oh, it was Jason Fro. Oh, Nightmare on Elm Street. So
Nightmare on Elm
you're
Street,
correct.
same thing, right?
So at the original Nightmare on Elm Street,
Yeah.
the main character at the end, she's like, "Hey, you know what? If I just believe Freddy can't kill me, then he can't kill me." And that was the answer all along.
You gotta end the movie somehow.
Yeah, I mean, like, not with any good writing apparently, but that's how they ended the
Well,
movie.
no, they needed to set it up so that it was going to be a third or second movie. So, of
Yeah.
course, they couldn't just say,
True.
You didn't have to just not believe. I mean, maybe that's how they wanted to end it. They could have been. I mean, the first movie, the first Friday, or not Friday. So you got me saying it.
Yeah.
The first Nightmare movie. That one was. What is it? Yeah, that one's really poorly written. Not like the others are greatly written either, but I mean, the third one, obviously.
There, but the plot is weird.
Well, I mean, if you watch it again, watch the scene where. Was it Nancy's mom has a long conversation with her in, I think it was the basement. And it's all about who Freddy Krueger is. And it's just the worst acting ever. It's pure cheese. It's bad. I mean, you have to see it in order to enjoy the third movie. So that's the one you want to see.
Also, Friday the 13th was poor because poor acting.
There's no Jason.
Jason wasn't the killer. It was his mother, right? And, like, when she was explaining it at the end, they were like, wait, so you killed a whole bunch of people? What?
That's a pretty cool ending, though. Well, gotta admit that.
The boat ending where...
You know, yeah, that's Jason awesome. That made me jump.
Yeah, that was scary as hell. Because it was, like, a 10-year-old kid and, like, all this nasty makeup. So, I mean, that I like that ending because, like, you're like, oh, it was the mother all along. The real monsters are other people. And then you're like, oh, no shit. No, wait, there was a monster in the lake, too.
So, well, that was just a dream, supposedly. So, yeah, spoilers for, like, what, a 40-year-old movie?
Yes.
More than that?
Yeah, something
probably like pushing that. 50 at this point?
Yeah, it was in the 80s. It was a while ago.
Yeah, slasher movies. You know, it was interesting. I'll tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Something woke up the girlfriend, you know, really late at night last night, like at 3 in the morning, right? And
not
she's
you?
Like, she turns up and she's like, somebody opened the door. Somebody opened it. I heard it open. I'm like, all right, I'll go down there. And I go down there, I check the door, and it's fine, right? There's nothing there.
No problem.
Like, I'm looking everywhere. And, like, you know what that reminded me of? Like, did you ever see the movie Us, the Jordan Peele movie?
Yes, I love that movie.
The one. Like, where there's that scene with, like, what's his fucking face? Tim Heidecker, right?
Uh-huh.
Where he's with the girl from Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, it's like, is there somebody outside? No, it's OJ, right? And then there's that part where, like, then they start playing the Beach Boys. And then all of a sudden, the whole tone of the entire film changes because, like, it's a jump scare because you're expecting a jump scare. But then, like, they do the thing where, like, what is it? Like, what do they say in cinema? Like, it's a rule of threes.
Yeah.
It's like first you look out the window and then there's the fake out and then they turn and then, oh no, the monster's right there. But then what that film did, which was pretty clever, was they did that. They did the fake out and then they played the Beach Boys song. And then you think, oh, they're moving on to the next part of the film. But no, upstairs is like the doppelganger.
Yeah.
They just pop out of nowhere and then it turns into an absolute massacre and it changes the app.
You know, it was like
the
a
whole
really good
movie
that did like the fake out jump scares.
Yeah.
The Ring. The American version of the Ring.
The American one? I actually quite like that one.
I actually that was like the first movie where I had trouble sleeping afterwards, like when I saw it, because they did in the beginning, like, you know, the girl's like explaining doing the setup and they're like, oh, what's going on? And then she looks out the window and nothing's there, and they do the thing where they open the fridge and then, like, normally, like, you close the fridge and the bad guy's there, right? And then they close the fridge and nothing happens, and like they did like a number of tropes where there was no payoff, and then the jump scare actually was delayed when later they were telling, oh yeah, so the babysitter died, and like she had a bad look on her face, like it was at her funeral,
yeah,
and then they showed like the door opening with the girl like oh, you know, and you're like, oh shit. So like the jump scare happened like it was like a solid 90 seconds later or something. So it was just they took all the tropes and no payoff, and then they did the jump scare on you anyway, and you're like, God damn, they got me anyway. That was good.
I don't even remember it. I mean,
yeah,
I remember watching
it's like the first 10 minutes of the movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're like, where they're watching the short film, or they're watching the VHS.
Right.
Okay. All right. I remember being quite disappointed by the Japanese one. You know,
I didn't bother to watch it.
you didn't bother to watch it. I just remember being very disappointed by it. I mean, like,
What was the one
I'm
with
like,
the
am I?
ghost kid?
Oh, Ju-On, The Grudge.
The Grudge.
Yeah,
I saw the Japanese version of that, and I was just like,
it's pretty good. You didn't like it?
So the American one was scarier, I think. But
Is it?
then,
Okay, I
like,
haven't seen it.
was Sarah Michelle Gellar or something, right? She was
Yeah,
the,
yep.
yeah.
Ted Raimi.
I don't know who that is, but I'm sure he was the
Sam
guy.
Raimi, Evil Dead, Army of Darkness. No?
We said Ted Raimi. Who's Ted Raimi?
Yeah, well, that's like his brother, but
Oh,
he's like
okay.
an actor in
I
it.
had no idea who that guy is. But anyway,
Okay, all right.
the
Character actor.
American one was scary, especially the scene where they went into the attic. That was like super scary, right? And then
Okay.
the Japanese version was more like, I don't know, it was more like a psychological thriller. The ghost wasn't actually out to get them. The ghost was just like, oh, hey, by the way, my husband killed me and my kid. And you're like, oh, like you couldn't have written a note.
I think that one's more about like style. I mean, I haven't seen the American one, so I can't speak for it, but it was really stylized, and I thought the style of it was pretty cool. Because I mean, most of that
They
film
had
was
to.
mostly about like it was about vignettes about like certain stories and how they all kind of like loosely based each other.
And
Yeah.
like if you like the Japanese one, if you looked at it like this, and I know this is an audio format, so you can't see me like covering my face with my hands, like
Yeah.
that's the way the woman would watch her husband beating her or whatever, and then that's the way you actually saw the ghost properly, which was like not a blue woman and blue child, as you saw them as like the actual scared people in
Oh.
life. Because that's how they viewed their moments in that house, which was in the same town I lived in at the time, actually, when I saw that. So,
Nedima?
Narima, yeah.
It's Nedima, right? Yeah.
Shit
Okay.
place, but yeah.
That's what everybody tells me. I mean, that's why they have all those ghosts, because they're fucking angry.
I know, they're
Yeah.
angry. They're like, God
I'd be
damn
angry if I lived in
why didn't I live
Nedima.
somewhere cool?
Yeah, right? Like, well, I'm not rolling in the dough yet, so I guess I gotta live here.
Yeah, I guess I gotta hang out here. Oh well.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you wanted to bitch about a podcast. We went off on a tangent with
No, it's
horror movies
okay. I
here.
mean, there are some good horror movies. They don't make good ones anymore. You know, before we lay the whole, horror movie thing to rest,
Okay.
I'll tell you one thing. A lot of horror movies, they kind of like shoot themselves in the foot when they always try to set up a sequel. I mean, if I had to make a horror film, right? If I was making a scary movie and it was intentionally scary, I mean, maybe I might like throw in like a little couple of like Evil Dead like comedy sequences where like I don't know if you've seen Evil Dead too, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Where there's like sequences are like, am I supposed to be laughing at this or is this horrific? Do you know what I
Right.
mean?
With
Like,
Evil Dead 2, the one where he goes, you're the king of two things, Jack and shit, and Jack just
no,
got
that's Army
better.
of
That's
Darkness.
Army
No,
of
that's
Darkness. Okay.
Army of Darkness is a lot more comical.
Yeah,
That's more
that's
of
like all comedy. Yeah. So I saw
a
the first one where they're at like the cabin in the woods and like I don't know, like four friends go out to the cabin. I think that's the original.
The original, yeah, the original is a lot more serious,
Yeah.
but Evil Dead 2 is like where he goes to the cabin, and then like there's a couple of scenes where like he has to cut his hand off, and then his hand starts like flipping him off and poking him in the eyes. But
Oh,
at the
maybe I
same
didn't see
time,
that one.
there's the one where like there's the deer, like because you know how like sometimes you have like a bust of a deer that like sometimes hunters have on a wall, like it turns and like laughs at him, and you're like, is this horrific or is this hilarious? It's one of these like moments where you're watching it. But anyway, I was thinking like because I love those Five Nights at Freddy's games, right? I think those things really do it well in terms of horror. I mean, I can understand like some people getting really pissed off at this kind of horror genre or I should say trope or way to end a horror movie. It usually starts off something scary, it's like the roller coaster effect, you're going up the steep roller coaster before you go down the slide, right? And then eventually, like most horror films, like they kind of have like that the build up and the tension, then you see the ghost, and then you see all these like scary moments. But most of the time, like you learn the rules about how to defeat the monster, blah, blah, blah. And then by the end of the movie, it's not scary anymore. because you already know what it is. Like all the lights are turned on, you know what it looks like. Whereas like I guess maybe you could say like a David Lynch movie or like, you know, Five Nights at Freddy's, like a lot of those games, they kind of end inconclusively and it just leaves you with a bunch of mysteries that are just unsolved. I mean, I could understand like people being really frustrated by that, you know, but to me, that sort of kind of like lingers kind of the fear behind like the entity or the monster that exists, you know, for the IP. So I kind of feel like it helps like still grow the story and not seem like sequel bait, you know, or you could obviously tell that like, or what is it, like Marvel or something where they're setting up movies even before they start making them, you know? Yeah,
they used to have the post credit. Now they have the mid credit scene and it's all because they're just hyping up like the next movies that they're going to make.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess if any horror hounds out there who are making horror movies, this is how I want you to make a movie. Or I should make one.
I know this is like a hot topic, but there was, I think it was called Summer Camp or something like that. And that was the one where at the end you find out that...
Sleepaway Camp. I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay. I love that movie. That movie's great.
And there was no sequel. It was just...
No, there's a sequel.
Wait, what?
There is. It's like Sleepaway Camp. I've never seen it, but it's Sleepaway Camp 2.
Okay, but is it like Troll 2 where it's like not even resembling the first movie?
Possibly. I have not seen it.
Okay. So anyway, for those folks who don't know, Sleepaway Camp is about there's a killer at camp. It turns out that one of the girls campers is actually a boy. Yeah, but that's the one at the scene at the end. You see the dong, right? Like the girl is holding the head.
Yeah,
with
spoilers.
A knife,
I mean,
and
yeah.
It turns out she has a dong, and they're like, "Oh my god, it was a boy the whole time!" And like that was the big boom at the end. And you're telling me there was Sleepaway Camp 2, but I feel like there was no continuation of the story because you kind of find out at the end that like. I forget the whole thrust of the story. It was something like
there was a lot of thrust.
A lady's son died or something, or daughter died, and then like she adopted a boy, and then made her dress up.
Yeah, she made her wear a dress and everything,
yeah,
and then
like
they're at this camp, and it's all of a sudden like the campers are dying off one by one.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, kind of like tropey stuff. Anyway, it's kind of cheesy in a way,
right?
And it's a good movie, and I guess if you're, I guess it depends on what side of the Overton window you're on, you will have like opinions about the ending, right?
Well, I mean, it was a shock, especially
right,
in 1980X, whatever.
That's
year
a really
came
good
out.
Ending. Really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it and I was like, "Oh shit, no way!" And then you're like, "Oh man, that was crazy." There's no way they could have a sequel, but apparently they made one.
I've heard Sleepaway Camp 4 is quite decent.
There's four of them?
I think so,
thing. I think
yes.
People are just like taking the name and going for. I mean, did you see, you saw Troll 2, right?
I've never actually watched the entire thing from start to finish.
Shit,
I mean,
dude,
I like it.
Around the corner. Maybe that's what we should do. We should do a movie review of Troll 2.
Troll 2. All right, I'm game. I do it.
I mean, like, it's...
I should
it's
watch Troll first.
Okay, no, I'm in. Like, let's
all
watch
right.
Troll and Troll 2.
All right,
I think
all right,
Troll
back.
Was actually, like, a horror movie that was pretty good. And then Troll 2 came out, and it was like, wait, what? Like, they just took the name of the previous movie, and, like, this movie has nothing... In fact, like, they're goblins. So it's there are no trolls, they're goblins in Troll 2.
If I remember correctly, I mean, this is the show where we're putting misinformation out there on the internet.
Yes.
But I guess this is important. This is important because, you know, let me tell you something. Like, there's so much damn fucking information out there nowadays. How do you goddamn expect me to remember all of it, right? You know?
You don't.
You know what I'm
it's
saying?
On the internet to
you don't.
Stay forever.
You don't, right? So, I mean, this is kind of a record to show, like, what somebody remembers of, like, a movie, a popular film, right? With someone with no, you know, not touching a phone, not I mean, I could touch a computer. I could easily look this up. But my understanding of Troll 2 is it was kind of like a Tommy Wiseau situation.
Okay, where it's in competition for best worst movie ever with The Room.
Oh, right.
Okay.
No, from what I've understand is that it's like a Tommy Wiseau situation where you have a bunch of, you know, people behind the set who are all Italian, who don't speak English. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're directing these American actors where they don't really understand the language very well.
Right.
And so you have these really weird scenes.
Yeah, it was like that make it into the film, I think.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the writing was just poor. I mean, like, there are dropped plots. There's this witch in the middle of the movie.
What was that one? We're like, oh my God, like, the town's name is Neelbog.
Yeah, Goblin Backwards.
You're like, oh my God, right? it's Goblin Backwards.
Yeah, because the kid saw it in, like, a rearview mirror, like a side view mirror of a car.
Oh, God, I'm sure they thought they were so fucking clever for coming up with that, too.
Yeah, but I mean, I just remember there was, like, the scene with a witch, and it was, like, this, I don't know, this lady was like a four, and they did like this bad makeup on her, and then she was like trying to like act seductively.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. The whole famous, they're eating her, and then they're gonna eat me. That scene, right?
That's later. Yeah.
Okay, but, like, all right.
There was a scene with the Rad. Let's get together. We'll watch it. And
all right. Yeah, I'm game. You should watch Best Worst Movie, the documentary afterwards too.
I've seen that also, but yeah, let's do it.
I haven't seen it.
I'm definitely in.
It's a good Halloween movie, right?
Yeah, it's just like I don't know. Have you ever in The Room, like the mom, I forget whose mom she was. She's like, I have cancer, and then like it's never mentioned again.
I just got back from the doctor. I definitely have breast cancer.
Yes, something like
the line
that.
Read is exactly like that.
Yeah. So it, but then like there's this witch, and then like she like I don't know. She does like this dance, and she's trying to be sexy, and she's like not an attractive woman, and like the acting's. And you're just like, at the end of the movie, you're like, wait, what? What happened with the witch? And nothing. You know. There's no callback to that line. Yeah. So okay, let's watch it. Like, Troll 1, Troll 2.
You heard it here, folks. We're gonna watch Troll 1,
and Troll 2, and the documentary.
All right.
Yeah.
Did they make a Troll 3? Wouldn't surprise me if they did.
You know what?
I guess it depends on how much, if the movie made it was a success at then. Because okay, usually some of these cult movies, they don't always get like a sequel right away.
It was not a success at the time, I don't think. So I don't think. Troll 3. I'm looking it up. Troll 3, 2008. Hold up.
Okay, 2008. Well, that's there's your problem later. There.
Two teens run down a mysterious man in a green jacket, only to be followed by him thereafter. Green Jacket Man, played by Kevin Duffy, who's never been in anything else ever.
Okay, well, it's not like you want that on your resume.
Well, you didn't want Troll 2 to be on your resume either, dude.
Yeah.
The 420 murders, that's another, more like this. Okay, anyway. Okay. Trivia. Does not follow Troll 1986 or Troll 2 1990.
Probably for the best.
Title mocks Troll and Troll 2 for not being connected. Sure.
Well, I need an excuse to watch it. So
okay.
This is it.
Okay, so we basically Halloween's coming around. We spent like 50% or more of the entire podcast talking about horror movies, which I'm fine with. Which is actually kind of cool because we didn't have any topics coming into this podcast.
It's a precursor, right?
Yeah. So,
no, the thing I actually wanted to talk about is, let me ask you something. Do you know who Tom Kalinske is?
No idea.
Okay. All right. That interview kind of broke me. I do this other show for listeners of the show.
Yep.
I do this other show called Sonic Historian.
Hell yeah.
And he is the former CEO of Sega of America during like probably Sega's most important time of, I guess, from, what was it, 1992, I think, to 96. I mean, this is like the height of the Sega Genesis. Yeah. This is like...
I was a Genesis guy, so...
Okay, so you have some familiarity. I mean, you would have to thank him for having a Genesis,
Okay.
because he essentially was the guy who, Gaijin smashed his way into Japan to, get this product basically put on shelves in the US. I mean, of course, you couldn't do it in Japan, but basically, Nintendo had an entire chokehold on the market then because nobody could get any games made. And they're kind of, what's the word? Very cutthroat about like trying to get selling their games to certain places. Like they would demand that, instead of like the buyer, wanting to buy certain games and having like the upper hand, it was Nintendo that had the upper hand.
Right.
It's like, well, if you don't sell Nintendo at what price, we won't sell it to you, right? They had the upper hand of the market. So, Tom Kalinske was the guy back in the 90s who was one of the people who really helped Sega grow at the time. You really have to thank him. I mean, to me and Mark on our other podcast, he's like a real hero to us, right? And so we interviewed him, and every time I watch this interview, it's like the cringe is just like just way too much. It's just
What's
like,
cringy about, I mean, this guy sounds like he had a pivotal
no,
role
he's
in
great. I mean,
the competing system, but what's cringe? Is it, are you bringing the cringe, or is it like,
yes,
okay,
me. I
so
mean,
it's you
Mark,
guys.
maybe. I don't know. Yes.
So he was there to be serious, and you guys just screwed it up.
Well, I mean, number one, like the audio is kind of fucked up,
Well,
and I don't
yeah.
know how that happened. The audio got fucked up that episode, and it's just a lot of the problem that kind of stems from that one, because I did a lot of research in terms of like, asking the proper questions and everything, and I did ask a lot of good questions, but the thing is that a lot of them are kind of like people already know them. And so I'm like, I'm sitting here like I haven't done the show in like a year because this interview broke me that much because I've been thinking about like, how the hell do I sell this episode? Like, how do I get people to like it? I mean, obviously, I mean, I guess you could say I'm doing market research by talking to you about it because I want to know like, what do people actually know? And how do I even get people to watch the show? Because I mean, obviously, with podcast format, there's so many goddamn podcasts out there. Like, how do you like get people to watch your own individual show, right? So,
I mean, the most successful podcast out there is Joe Rogan, and it's long form, and there's a lot. I mean, some people say he's not even a good interviewer, but he lets his guest just tell their story. So, like, I don't know, if I had Tom Kalinske, you said his name was? Okay. If I had Tom on this show, I'd be like, Tom, you're at Sega, it's 1992. What's all that about? Like, how did you start, and where did you go, and why did you go there? And then just let him like tell the story for 2 hours. You
Oh, no,
know?
that whole story is well documented in the book Console Wars, which I have right over there.
Yeah, but you're not a book named Console Wars. You're a podcast named Sonic Historian. So shouldn't you be like getting
Well, I mean,
him to
that's.
tell the story that's in the book?
Yeah, no, I mean, essentially, I could tell this whole story. I mean, I wanted something new. Do you know what I mean? Like something to like add to the conversation, opposed to like something that's just a regurgitation of something that already exists, you
Right,
know?
but okay, but you're doing market research with me, your victim or market target audience, right?
Marketeer,
Yeah. So I have heard of Console Wars, the book, but I think that's because I'm, into video games, or at least was during that time frame, and so it sounds interesting to me. But most people have not heard of the book, and if they did, they won't buy it. I haven't bought the book. I probably won't. So, but I do have to ride the train for an hour each way every day. So I would love to hear the beginning of a story and then the end of a story in 2 hours. That's an entire day of me commuting. So, like, yeah, maybe it is regurgitating, but it's regurgitating in a format that, like, a commuter like me would appreciate.
Okay. So like what let me ask you this then. Here's a very podcast thing question.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. When you listen to a podcast, what kind of podcast do you listen to? What are you looking for when it comes to a podcast? Because number one, I know good audio is number one. And then number two, number three are I think kind of subjective. What are your takes? Because I can tell you mine, but I want to hear yours first.
So the types of podcasts I listen to, I have like a variety, right? So I listen to a comedy podcast primarily. I also listen to true crime.
Very popular.
So for comedy podcasts, I usually listen to there are some edgelords, let's call it that. And I listen to them. And then
So
I
you want
actually,
to laugh,
yeah,
right?
I want to laugh at things that probably I'm not supposed to laugh. Like if I played the podcast that I normally listen to on my Tuesday morning commutes or whatever, I couldn't play that at work. Like other people shouldn't, because then they'll be like,
What, you listen to
oh,
Cumtown or something?
in that area, I've never actually listened to Cumtown.
Haven't either. There's too much giggling. I can't get past the giggling.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I mean, like some people get in a room together and they really yuck it up. It's fine. But and I've heard clips, like 20-minute clips, but this is kind of going into where I'm going. The 20-minute clip was some guy was telling a story that was hilarious. So I like the edgelords, because like they usually they're getting into some sort of social justice trouble, which I find hilarious. And then I listen to actual comedians, like stand-up comedians. They talk about a world that I'm not a part of, stand-up comedy. And they do that by telling stories. Like sometimes it's they're on the road a lot, so they'll tell a story about, oh, one time I was in Philly and this green-haired girl, blah 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 blah, and they start a story, right? And it's hilarious, it's funny. Now maybe it's not true because they're stand-up comedians, so there's whatever really happened probably isn't as funny as the what they're going to tell you. But yeah, so like comedy, edgelords, and then actual stand-up comedians, true crime. And then I also listen to politics. And sometimes the politics and the edgelords cross, but
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, that's good content right there.
It's all it's so it's so true crime, and then like comedy, edgelords, and politics. Yeah. So that's what I listen to. But I'm currently listening to actually this podcast kind of sucks. So there was some guy who got killed in 1993. And he was like in the LA. So this is
You
one of
should
the
call
tr
that. That's actually a name for our podcast. This podcast kind of
this
sucks.
po this podcast kind of sucks. So there's 10 episodes of this podcast. I just fin I'm on episode 7. I kind of paused before the weekend. And I'll pick it back up, when I start commuting tomorrow. But it's about like the LA club scene, and music promotion. And so anyway, this guy, he was like co-owner of club. He died. He got killed. He got stabbed. But the podcast is like telling that story, but also they take like entire episode trips to talk about what was going on in LA and who was like the popular music at that time. And they're talking about like Rage Against the Machine and all, and I was like, yeah, I remember all this. And like the last episode was like, yeah, and then Tupac got shot. And I'm like, what about Brett, the guy who died? 3 episodes ago, you had a lead and the detective was about to do something, and now we're
They gotta
talking about
milk
Rage
it.
Against the Machine. Well, it's not even milking it. It's just like it's like a lot. It's a love letter to the LA music and nightclub scene, which only the author seems to appreciate or has like this weird obsession with. And I'm like, a guy died. What are the clues? Who are the suspects? Like,
I'll get back to that later.
yeah. But anyway, Rage Against the Machine had an album and Tupac got shot. Like, no. The guy that died 3 years ago, Tupac got
Like,
shot in
shh.
96. This is
This is
93.
important. This is important. It's all related. You got to listen all the way to episode 8. This is important. I'm sure
Yeah,
that's the
that's
reason. I'm sure it
so
is.
like, and like the thing is, like on episode 6, I'm like, okay, so episode 7 is the episode 6 was so like this case got brought up in the O.J. Simpson trial. So that was episode 6, and episode 7 was like something else. Not yeah, I, that's that that's the exasperated okay I had. And so, like, episode 7 was, like, about something else, and I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, episode 8 said there's DNA evidence. Like, should I just skip episode 7? Because I kind of want to go to the evidence and hear about the case. But I'm like, no, listen to episode 7. Maybe there's one line in this 40-minute podcast.
You got a lot of patience.
I got a lot of commuting, but I'm at the point now where I'm like, so, like, look, it's been 30 years. The murder is unsolved. So I know that nothing is concluded. But at least, like, say,
well, that's the here, thing, but yeah, true crime.
Here are the people he was dealing drugs with or whatever, you know. Like, they haven't gotten to that part yet. They're just like, yeah, so he died. And anyway, Rage Against the Machine, I'm like, just go. Who was in the room? Who was mad at him? What were the businesses that he was running that were illicit? Where, like, maybe somebody would want to stab him to death over? Like, where's the DNA? Like, there's all,
but
like,
Jay,
all this
what
stuff.
About OJ?
But that was the thing. They mentioned, they talked about the entire OJ Simpson trial. I'm like, I lived through that already. I've never heard of this murder. So give me the info. Right. And they just never did. So anyway.
You don't remember the name of it?
It's called Dragonfly.
Did you mention that earlier? Okay.
No, because I'm like, I want to leave a review of the whole podcast and be like, cool, so you guys can skip episodes 2, 3, 6, 7, and 9 and still get the entire story about the murder. Because, like,
that's a pretty good service there, Jay.
I'm compelled to, like, write a review saying, hi, half these episodes have nothing to do with the murder.
So you're a big true crime podcast guy, would you say?
There are certain cases I'm following.
Like, which one tingle your interest?
So right now, so like the Delphi murders, like, have you heard of Bridge Guy?
No. Okay. I feel like I should.
Yeah, so somebody, like, killed these two
teenagers. Tell me anyway.
Yeah. So somebody killed two teenage girls in Indiana.
Okay.
And there was a suspect, and, like, the interesting part was that the suspect turned out to be really big on CP, and so, like, them investigating the murders actually set the police sights on this dude, and then he had, like, basically he operated, like, the largest CP ring in Indiana history. So they took him down. He's going to jail for, like, I don't know, 70 years or something like that. But he wasn't the killer. They got this other guy who, I guess, I don't know. Like, right now they arrested him, they charged him, and they're going to have a trial.
Mm-hmm.
And the prosecution hasn't said a lot publicly. There's a gag order in place. So, I guess they got the guy dead to rights, but they didn't say how or why. There's, like, some hints and stuff, so I'm kind of, like, waiting for that trial to start. So I was listening to this podcast called The Murder Sheet. So they follow that one, and then they follow some other cases too. And then there's Case File. There's an Australian guy who does, like, he has, like, 300 and some episodes of true crime from all over the world and stuff. Yeah, and it's just interesting. It's a good narrator, and he tells a story, and the stories are true.
Okay, so when it comes to a podcast, you're looking for a good narrator, and you're looking for a story.
Sometimes, and other times, I just want people to laugh at social justice warriors, or you know, people are getting canceled, or people are suing people for, you know, oh, he said a mean tweet, so I'm gonna sue him. With a lawyer.
Right.
Yeah. And people who are like, I'm a free speech person. Wait a minute, you said something bad about me? I'm going to sue you. And it's like, wait, what? It's kind of funny.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, that topic you brought the other week about the comic book guy who was, like, really, like, what was it? He was anti-SJW or something. But then, like, he was, like, really offended when somebody, like, critiqued his book or something. I quite liked that one. That was interesting.
Yeah, that's still going on.
Hints, you should go listen to that episode if you haven't yet.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good episode.
Yeah,
okay, so since this is the market research episode, you've listened to my show. I mean, like, tell me, like, I need feedback on it. Like, give me some sort of feedback. Like, was there anything that was too short? Was it too long? Do you feel like the subject were too weird? Do you feel like I didn't do a good job of, like, introducing the subject? I'm kind of really, like, at a loss here. Like, I'm doing lots of soul searching with the project. So
I think if I had to criticize, and like,
yeah, no.
I haven't listened to every episode,
right?
Because there are only certain episodes which pique my interest.
Okay.
Like this one, did you publish this one yet, or
which one? No, Kalinske one. No, I'm still in like the workings of trying to figure out how to sell it. But okay, yeah,
like this is something that's interesting to me because I was a Sega Genesis guy. So
right, a lot of
I
people
want to hear from the guy who did, you know, who brought the Sega to the United States. So I'll listen to this one. There are other ones where they're like, yeah, this is like the Sally furry fan art guy. And I'm like, I'm not going to spend an hour on this. Right.
Right.
I think
it's
maybe
just something you're not interested in.
Yeah.
Right?
I saw the Sonic the Hedgehog TV show with Sally in it. I had a comic. Right. I had one comic book from Sonic the Hedgehog.
One comic book.
And Sally was in it.
Okay.
But for me, like, if I were to criticize the project as a whole, is that the focus is far too narrow.
Okay.
So it's, there is a Sonic fandom, definitely. Sonic
yes.
has a lot of really hardcore fans.
Yes.
I like Sonic. I played them all. I owned them all. But I'm not going to listen to 25 episodes of a podcast dedicated to that. There are people who will do that. But I think it's like numbering in the hundreds rather than the thousands.
So okay, so
you're like a niche of a niche, right?
Yes. I kind of like that. I like being a niche of a niche. But that's the thing.
Well, yeah, but if like you want to have like, if you want to be like, I don't know what your goal is with the podcast. If you're just like, if you want a niche of a niche, have a podcast, that's cool.
I want a niche of a niche that's also accessible.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, they'll be accessible. But I mean, like, what is your success? Is it like, hey, I got 100 views out of the 700 people who are like super Sonic obsessed, or do you want this to be something where you get like tens of thousands of views and listen?
That's a good question. I mean, I
like,
guess
there aren't,
what, when it come go
there
on
aren't tens of thousands of people that are going to you understand what I'm saying, like the market.
Yeah, no I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
So you're saying I need to, because that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to like make it so like, you know, these very niche of a niche topics are kind of accessible for everybody, you know?
Yeah. I mean, for me, if you, I mean,
fine, going, Jay, lay on the heavy. It's all right.
No. I'm not. I'm trying to like provide constructive criticism because like
all right.
I listen to the podcast and I think it's done well.
Okay.
The audio's good. On most, you're saying that maybe the audio wasn't great on this one, but the audio's done great. I like you. I like Mark. You guys together are great. But if you were to do like a console wars kind of thing, like that has a lot of touch points. There are a lot of people our age who had to make a choice one Christmas. Are you going to get the Super Nintendo or are you going to get the Sega Genesis? And
like
people made a
effect.
Choice. And now people who are in their late 30s, early 40s will die and say Sega Genesis was the better system, even though maybe it wasn't, and vice versa, right? And then people remember, oh, the PlayStation. Did you hack your PlayStation? I hacked my PlayStation. Yeah, I played Siphon Filter on a illegal bootleg copy. Like, you want to talk to people who, like, figured that out. You could go into, like, Dreamcast. Oh, man, there's a legion of things in there. People still make games for the Dreamcast.
Yeah.
So
Homebrews,
I mean, like, the console war stuff from the 90s, I think would be like, it would have a higher target audience. Like, there are a more populated target audience. And if, like, you had like 10 to 15 good episodes, you could go on to, like, I don't know what's the big video game podcast, but you could talk to them and be like, hey, I'm Console Wars and I focus on Sonic, but I talk about Dreamcast's effect on the console wars in the market, and I talk to the movers and shakers that are now retired.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it'd be like, I don't know, it's just like expanding the audience, right? Because
yeah, sure.
This podcast, we do zero work. Like, I don't even, I don't edit because I'm like, it takes too much time.
Right.
So if you're putting in the effort to like actually get a big wig on the phone, talk to him for 2 hours, and then you and Mark got to edit the whole thing and then put it out, and there's only 500 people who would listen to it, it's like, man, that's a lot of effort for like not a lot of return.
Right, right. That's true. Yeah, no, I'll figure out what to do with it. I mean, I guess my main motivation for the entire project as it stands, it's mostly to just really just follow the fun. Like, what's the most fun thing? What's the most fun element for me that I think that, like, you know, what drives the story, right?
Right.
So, I mean, I'll figure something out. It's just, it's one of these, like,
Yeah, definitely drop that episode, because I hope you let him, like, tell his story, because I'd be really interested in hearing him, like, tell his story.
Well, that's the thing is, I kind of asked him questions of, like, post the story. So, like, you kind of have to read, it's kind of like a cliff notes, so I may have to, like, do some, like, narration over it. So that's what I was thinking about doing. But, that's another thing I wanted to kind of ask you about the show is that, like, is there, like, was there anything about the show or, like, the structure of it that sort of, like, that was kind of off-putting, or do you have any memories of this? Because, I mean, I know the show's, like, more than a couple of years old now. Maybe, probably your memory's a little hazy. Do you remember anything in particularly negative that you had in terms of, like, experience? I know, like, we're giving you a whole checklist of things to check off here.
Of the Sonic Historian podcast?
Yes.
No, I don't. There was nothing like negative. It was just like,
okay,
what was interesting to me to hear about? Because like there were a couple of like that kid who would scream into the microphone.
And, oh, Sammy.
Yeah, Sammy.
Yeah.
Like I listened to that one because I was like, oh, I remember that kid because I'm into internet memes and nonsense and stuff, especially from that time frame, like early 2000s.
Oh yeah.
Before Google like really had a stranglehold on. You had to remember websites like to see the content you wanted. There was no YouTube. Like it was the Wild West, right? So like if you found Sammy screaming about how if you don't like Sonic, you're a freaking idiot.
Right.
I mean, that's hilarious. And I was like, oh my God. Yeah. That guy's like 30 now. I wonder what he's up to. He's a lawyer or whatever. Right. So,
right.
I mean, it's like, I wanted to hear about that, but then there was some other stuff like the furry art creator guy. I'm like, yeah, I'm not really into.
I don't remember interviewing a furry art creator guy. I mean,
there was like a there was a fan. What was it? Sonic Adventures fan comic or fan TV show or something like that? What was going on with that one?
Okay, was the guy from Russia?
I don't know if he was from Russia. I don't remember. There was...
Okay, I think you would remember
there
that.
There was a TV show, and then, like, the guy was, like, making his... It was, like, a continuation of the TV show.
Oh, the Sadam...
Sadam, that's
it. Third season, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, this guy's making it by himself without permission from the copyright holders, right?
No, it's a group of people. So, sure. I mean, it's not like they have permission. I mean, Sonic has a lot of fan projects that, like, Sega's just...
Yeah.
Kind of permissible of because it doesn't really make Sega all that much money because Sega Sammy, they're well, it should just be called Sammy. They should just take Sega off there because most of their money comes from like you know the pachinko stuff. So
yeah, sure.
They don't.
Sure.
The Sonic stuff is just it's there. It's like a yudukera. It's there as like a soft image to like you know take away all the negative that comes from being you know a pachinko company. That's why they bought them out. Eventually.
Oh, okay.
I mean, eventually. I mean, that's why they did it.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, so what I'm saying is, like, I listened to that episode because that sounded interesting. There was, like, a legal issue of, you know, they don't technically own the IP, but they're going ahead and making a season of animated cartoon shows.
Yeah.
So that was kind of interesting to me. The legal question of, like, how are they getting away with it? And, you know, will they be sued?
Okay. So the thing that was kind of off-putting was like whenever you see some like the words furry involved. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean obviously okay. There's a lot of like Sally Sonic hentai stuff or Tails and I forget the other girl. in the series. But anyway,
Amy.
it's Amy and Tales Hentai. So I'm just like, I'm not
Yeah.
into hentai, and I'm really not into the guys who make hentai and think it's cool. So
Right.
so like, do I want to listen to that pocket? Nah, I'm gonna find something else to listen to.
Right. Okay, I mean that's more of a personal taste thing. I mean
Well, I
that's not really
think
a
I'm not gonna
content
say
issue.
I'm representative of most people, but I
Yeah.
have a feeling most people aren't into hentai, and most people therefore would also not want to invest an hour of their time into some guy being like, haha, yeah, I drew a picture of Tails railing Amy. It was awesome.
Right.
Guess what? He has two tails and two cocks, and you're just like, why am I listening to this? Right?
Hey, I don't know. People like things that are gross. They do. So, I
Well,
mean,
I won't deny that.
I'm actually kind of curious about this whole thing. Like, I don't understand furries at all. And I'm like what makes somebody a furry? I mean, like you can use it in the derogatory sense, like you saying, "Oh, you're a fucking furry," right? But
Right.
like do you have to identify as a furry? It's like, for example, if you're a homosexual, right? And you have sex with men, you're kissing men. Like, oh no, I'm not gay. Like, yeah, but you're gay. You kissed men. You had sex with men, right? So it's just sort of like, what makes you, what are like the tenets of becoming a furry, right?
You
Like
know
you have to
what?
wear a costume. What?
You should find yourself a sonic furry and say,
That's what, I mean,
how did
I'm on the
this start?
process of it.
How did this start?
I
And
think you have to identify as one.
well, I mean,
Because I mean, if you, okay, for example,
there's
yeah, go
that
on.
crossing the Rubicon, right? There's that
Yeah.
step where it goes from you're just a normal dude, and then all of a sudden you're like, you know what? I'm gonna buy a Sonic costume that's
Yeah.
crotchless. And there's that one step where you swipe the credit card and you go
Okay.
from a normal person to a weird sex weirdo.
Okay.
Like, and there's a point, there's a tipping point
Okay.
where that happens. And I want to know, how
What
did
that
you
tipping
arrive
point is?
there?
All right,
And
all
when you
right.
crossed it, did you
See?
realize
There's a story
there's no
there.
going back?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean that's a good point. I mean somebody who identifies one, because I was gonna say earlier, like for example, if you like Mickey Mouse, are you a furry? Right? I don't think so, right?
No. The problem
You know what I
is
mean?
when you start like using
The
Mickey Mouse toys as a carnal relief tool,
Right.
or dressing up as Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse and meeting at a swingers club, that's where you
Is it always just a
like it's.
sex thing? Is that what it is?
I mean, what else is it? Are there furries who dress up and don't attend furry orgies?
I mean, there's people who dress up in diapers, like adult diapers, like cons, and they don't do weird sex stuff, from what I hear. And there's some crossover with diaper wearers and furries, which is really gross. I mean, if I'm making you uncomfortable with any of this stuff, please let me
I'm I don't
know.
get offended easily. Like, I guess
Okay.
the thing is, like, I want to know how and why. Like, what happened where you're like, hey, you know what? Instead of just like pursuing a normal relationship with a woman, I need her to dress up like a horse. And like, I need to know, like, okay, okay, cool. I heard that statement. No judgment.
Yeah.
How, like, where was the genesis thought when you were
Why?
13, you're on a farm and you saw something, or like what happened? What was the
To make them
genesis
want
where
to
you're
wear
like, you know
dress
what?
up as a
I'd like
horse.
to be a horse with another horse. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's got to be something somewhere happened, and then 20 years later, like, yep, I dress up like a horse now every time I have to make the love. So I guess like fine, that's the investigation I want.
Okay. I mean,
If
has there ever been a furry serial killer?
I have no idea.
Because I mean, you think about these sort of things, right? Like you think about like what's his name? Like Dahmer, right? Who cut up his victims and then ate them, right?
Yeah.
It's just sort of like you think about these sort of situations and you think about how complex the human brain is. Like, why would you want to do something like that? Like, Why? I mean, obviously, because Dahmer's background, he was like a butcher or something, and I don't know the whole story about Dahmer. I haven't seen the TV show, but I mean, you're the true crime expert. Maybe you could fill me in.
No, I saw the TV show. I mean, what he said later in life, was that his murderous rampage was like him actually coming to terms with his own homosexuality. That was what he said
Okay.
in an interview
Okay.
before he was murdered in the 90s, I think. So,
Okay.
yeah, I mean, I don't, I heard the story, and then like he had, it was kind of weird after he got arrested and stuff like that. There was just like he converted to Christianity and all this, I don't know. Obviously the guy was pretty deranged for all the stuff he did. Most
Yeah.
people can discover they're homosexual without murdering a slew of people and keeping the bodies in their
Yes,
apartments. Yeah,
usually.
so there was, I don't think it was,
Probably should have seen therapy before, deciding
I
to.
don't think it was like the gayness that made him do this stuff. I think it was something else, something inside him. Again, the genesis. There was something that clicked where he said, "You know what I'm gonna do tonight?" And that was it, right?
This is the title of the episode. Genesis is better than Nintendo.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize I said it like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going a bit long here, so I guess we can wrap it up if you want.
Okay, I guess I'll finish up with that folly. So I got something from Edugati. Maybe you might appreciate this. I don't
Okay.
know. Because you say this is an audio show now. It's no longer the video
Yeah, I
one.
mean I put the video up too, but
Oh, okay.
I'll
All
just have
right.
to describe what I'm seeing.
Okay.
Radri is opening a
So,
box.
yeah. All right, maybe you can hear that. All right. So, I found this on Mercari,
Okay.
900 yen. Hey, check it out.
Okay, so it's a comic book, Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic the Hedgehog Collector's Pack
Well,
in still
it has
sealed.
yeah, still sealed, right?
So this is like Sonic number one or something?
Oh, no. Issue 35 and 44. I mean, they're not much. But I mean, this is like what? It's interesting. It still has like the tag from Toys R Us.
Oh, damn.
$1.99. You could tell how valuable this comic was to some people.
Yeah. Not
No, I
quite
mean, I
two
had this as a
bucks.
kid. Yeah, right. I saw it for sale in like, was it Mercari for like 900 yen or something. So I said, you gotta pick that up,
Yeah, may as well.
But
Nice.
no, you said you had this, or you have no memory of it.
I want to say I had like one of the first ones, because there was like a
Okay.
Sonic the Hedgehog, and like they said they were really trying to promote the sale. So like you know how like they have ads in comics sometimes, but it wasn't like
Yeah.
paid for ads. It was ads for you to sign up to Sonic the Hedgehog, the comic, like to
Okay.
subscribe to the Sonic the Hedgehog comic.
Oh, right.
And it
Before,
was
yeah.
like, here are a number of reasons why you should subscribe. And the last one was like, it was Sally over Sonic's corpse going, no. And it was like,
Oh yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
number
That's an
10, why you,
early episode.
number 10,
Or episode
Sonic won't be
issue.
dying anytime soon. I remember that starkly. And actually, I may still have it in my parents' house. I don't know if I ever threw it
Damn.
away or anything. It was just a comic I bought
Like
a long time
you
ago.
like saw that in like one of the Archie books you bought or something? Betty and Veronica?
Every once in a while, I would just like go pick up some comics at the comic book store or whatever, but I wasn't like a hardcore comic book reader.
I wasn't either. I mean, this is the only time I actually started reading comic books. I mean, that's why I got pretty good fond memories of it. So I
Yeah,
could
I
never
mean,
get into the stories. They're always like issue 564. Like Superman is he's dying of AIDS. And I'm like, what?
what?
Like Wolverine is in hell. Huh? How do we get that?
I
What?
never, I mean, and they always have that like that little yellow box, and it'd be like Star, and it'd be like Amazing Spider-Man number 236, and you're like, what? But like they've rebooted the Amazing Spider-Man like 700 times,
Yeah,
so like
yeah.
Amazing Spider-Man 236, there's five of them, and like some are from the 60s, so it's like,
Yeah,
where is this
yeah.
reference coming from? So I never
Yeah.
know, like I'll. I'll buy a comic and I'll be like, oh, this is like comic number one and comic number two of this 8-comic series, but you had to read 4,000 comics before it to understand why the bad guy is doing his thing. And you're like,
Yeah, it's like what is this? What is this? Like fucking loot boxes or something? Or like it feels like gambling. Like check out issue 35 to learn what happened in issue 32.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, man, just tell me the damn
Yeah,
story.
just write a story.
I
That's
mean,
why I like the
I guess
graphic
that's why movies
novels.
exist.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I guess that's why graphic novels are better. It's like one contained story, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
All right. It's been an hour. We've been going for like an hour here, man. So.
Yeah, so internet reactions, please subscribe. I don't know. What do
Yep.
we ask them to do?
5-star
Hit
reviews. Get
five
right on the
stars,
podcast.
review.
Even though I
Yeah, I
haven't
got it.
even looked to see how many reviews we have, I'm pretty sure it's zero. So.
Okay. That's good. We'll let them find us.
Yeah.
You
We're
think they'll
too
find us
cool
at
to
some
find
point?
you. You need to find us.
Well, no, I'm like, how do people find you? I guess like when something else comes popular and they want to like listen to it or something.
Yeah,
I
I
don't
gotta
know.
get the right hashtag at the right time.
Yeah, that's it.
There we
Yeah.
go. All right, I'm gonna play the outro music, which you can totally hear.
Totally.
I
I haven't heard that.
know. This was
I
internet
should listen to it. I'm so damn
reactions
lazy.
with Robbie and Jay. Done.
All right.